This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
And we're back. There's a very important piece of legislation that needs to be signed into law. In fact, there's a big a conference today regarding some of our firefighters in and around the island. By the way, let's preface the fact that these firefighters are volunteer. That's with a V. They don't get paid, and they just do their job. And right now, there's a point in time where people need to step up, and we'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Tom McDonough, he's a 55-year-old volunteer firefighter from Port Washington, is on the line with us. Tom, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing okay, but right now, all eyes on the governor of this state because, you know, he's got to step up here and recognize the fact that he's got to do the right thing, if you want to explain.
Absolutely. Both houses, the Senate and the Assembly, both passed the cancer benefit law for volunteer firefighters. And just to point out, it's not just Long Island. It's the majority of the state. There's 110,000 volunteer firefighters in the state of New York.
Right.
The majority, the vast majority of the state is covered by volunteer firefighters. Unlike our counterparts that are career firefighters, they have a cancer bill, a cancer protection, and we don't. And we're just asking for something that that they have. We're not asking for anything more than what they have. We're asking for the same thing that they have, a little bit of cancer coverage.
No question. And let's point out to the audience that Tom was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and it was kind of like an accidental a diagnosis, Tom, from what I was reading. But in essence, it makes you think, you know, you're a firefighter 37 years ago right here in the county of Suffolk, and you fought wildfires. You later moved to more aggressive structural type blazes. First off, how are we doing now as far as the cancer is concerned with you?
I'm doing fine. Thyroid cancer is very curable. I took another blood test about a month and a half ago, and they have found no findings of cancer at all.
But you see,
I'm doing real well.
Here's,
unlike other people out there that aren't doing well.
But you see, here's the problem. There's no coverage,
right,
for these individuals who put their lives on the line on a daily basis. Now, granted, they're not FDNY and everything else. We get it. They're volunteers, not only here in the county, all over the state, as Tom mentioned. The problem is that Tom was diagnosed with his thyroid cancer, and we thank God that it's in remission. Okay, but he's got to keep it up from a medical standpoint as far as the medication. You know, I would imagine you're laying out hundreds and hundreds of dollars here on a monthly basis, Tom. I don't mean to pry here, but I'm going to state the facts that you're laying out these dollars with no recuperation of any kind here.
Right. I have to go to the doctor a minimum of four times a year. I have to take Synthroid on a daily basis, first thing in the morning. And that costs out of my pocket. So, I mean, I go to the drugstore. I pay for it. It doesn't come out of my prescription plan. They don't cover it. So it's costing me, about $500 or $600 a year just for my Synthroid that I have to take for the rest of my life.
Have to take
it. I cannot not take.
So, in essence, we are asking the governor to listen here, and that's why today at around 10:30, I believe, in Port Washington, Tom, who's the ex-chief over there of the fire department, Steve Klein, will be there. He's the first VP of the Firemen's Association of the State of New York, ex-chief Oceanside Fire Department. Bob McConville will be there, former president of the Firemen's Association of the State of New York and the Selden Fire District Commissioner. You have firefighters from all over the Nassau and Suffolk counties, elected officials, and all those fine folks are asking for and New York State legislators is to call upon the governor to sign this presumptive cancer coverage for volunteer firefighters, and that's why it's so important. Now, what does it include? Well, some key provisions here: a lump sum of $25,000 for any qualifying volunteer firefighter that contracts melanoma as well as cancers of the digestive, hematological, lymphatic, urinary, prostate, neurological, breast, and reproductive systems, Tom, right?
Yes.
And, you know, you're talking about a lump sum again, $25,000. 36 months of disability benefits. That's about $1,500 or so a month. You're not asking a lot here. No. In the event the volunteer firefighter is unable to work due to their illness, very important stuff.
Right.
Also, a death benefit involved of about $50,000 for any for a volunteer firefighter's family in the event they should succumb to these dreaded diseases. So, in essence, you know, one is not asking for the moon. One is asking to be somewhat logical in their approach, because the real deal is that these guys put their lives on the line, and due to the elements out there, when doing so, contract these various diseases, and could somebody at least take care of these guys? I mean, that's what's being asked here.
Jay, there's a lot of people out there that don't even realize that we're volunteers. You know, everybody knows, probably knows one volunteer. They really don't know what we do. You know, they don't know that in the middle of the night we're getting a call and going out and responding to your emergency.
Right.
Not our emergency, it's your emergency. We're responding there. We're not getting paid for it. We put in hours, countless hours of training a year. You know, and the training is all to protect the communities.
And this conference is to call upon the governor, Andrew Cuomo, to sign this into law. It's the S-1411B/A-0711B into law. Now, if you want to get involved, this is what I would recommend. And that is to call your state office in Albany and leave messages and really get hard at this and deliver a message that this has to be put into play. These guys save lives, ladies and gentlemen. They save lives every second of every day, and they volunteer to do it. They don't get paid. The least we could do is to take care of them from a medical standpoint. Very important stuff, Tom.
Yeah, the legislators, they did this, they passed this unanimously. It was a bipartisan.
It passed on both chambers.
Both chambers passed unanimously. They are behind us 100%. It's the governor that we're waiting to sign it.
So
if the more phone calls that are made to the governor's office, to your state legislator, your representatives, and they can get the word to the governor. Governor, I'm getting inundated with phone calls. I'm getting inundated with emails and paper letters. You know, that's going to put pressure onto the governor, and that's what we need to do right now.
Well, we're going to go after him. LI News Radio is going to go after him in a very big way on this, and it all happens at around 10:30. Tom, keep us up to speed. We'll have you on soon. Hopefully the governor gets the message, and everybody can go about their business. And certainly we wish you Godspeed with your recovery and everything else.
Thank you very much, Jay. I appreciate it.
All righty. Tom McDonough over there. Very important stuff.